Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson as we celebrate John Major. And it is an absolute pleasure to say hello once again to one of my best friends on the planet, a longtime friend of Sports Talk, and former employee as part of doing Saturday Sports Talk, high school football, you name it, former Tennessee co-captain, former All-SEC offensive lineman, and head coach of the Wilson County Raiders, Mike Stoll, joins us now. How are you, Mike?
Well, John, I'm doing good. You made me sound pretty good there.
Well, it took me most of the afternoon to put that together.
Yeah, well, I try to make my resume look good, even though it's just all smoke and mirrors.
Mike, great to catch up with you. And one of the things I've enjoyed most is we've become great friends. Is just you made it clear from the start that without Coach Majors, you don't make the move from Idaho to Knoxville. I mean, it changed your life. And I'm just wondering, just take us through the start. How was it you got to know Coach Majors, and what was it like to go through the recruiting process that brought you to the University of Tennessee?
Well, you're right. I mean, just the amazing impact that Coach Majors has had on my life. And, you know, this is back in the day when they didn't have websites. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have any of that stuff. And it was a lot of things were word of mouth. There was a former track athlete from the University of Tennessee who was actually a neurosurgeon who was out in Idaho, who used to keep his eye out for talent in the Northwest area. He'd always send, you know, kind of press clippings or anything of anybody. And there was a couple of guys that had connections there. And he was friends with John Majors, and he reached out to Coach Majors and made him aware. And, you know, they kind of started recruiting me. And, you know, when you first meet John Majors and Coach Majors, you know, you think back to, you know, he was just the poster card or the poster child for what an iconic, you know, late 80s, mid 80s college football coach was. He was just, you know, wore a tie, wore a jacket, very professional, fiery kind of guy, loved and had great knowledge for the game. And as he recruited me, you know, and he's like, you know, young man, you've got a chance to come here. You know, he says, shoot, there's more people here in the stadium than there is in your hometown. That's the capital of Idaho. So you need to come down here. We'd love to have you. And, you know, it was just from the moment that you met him, you know, his charisma, the way he carried himself. It is, you know, what you think of when you think of just an old school college football coach.
Mike, when I think of Coach Majors and a guy that played both ways when he was in high school and in college, I think that allowed him to expand his knowledge of the game to where he could tell a defensive back what to do, a receiver what to do, and even an offensive lineman. He was very meticulous in his detail about making sure everybody had their fundamentals correct. Did you see that in him?
Yeah, you know, and I think it carried down from him to all the other coaches in it, and it's carried on to me. And that's the one thing that I learned and he preached and he taught is, you know, you don't know your position, but you know everything. You know why everything is occurring, and you know why the running back's doing this. You know why the receiver's doing this, and this is what they're doing on this play, not just what you're doing, but what everybody's doing. And he had a tremendous knowledge for the game. And he would, you know, I heard Charles Davis talking earlier where he'd sit up in the tower and, you know, he'd yell at one of the managers, give me that migraine. And he hit it and he'd go beep, beep, and he's hitting the wrong button. Then he started talking and you couldn't hear what he said. And you're always wondering, like, okay, I hope he's not talking to me. And I hope he's not watching my drill, you know. And that's where he always, like, you know, it's one of the things you tried to do the drills right. Because if he, you're like, oh gosh, is he over here looking my way? Make sure you know, stand tall, do everything right. Because you just didn't want him interrupting everything, and the assistant coaches darn sure didn't want you in there messing up their drill, and then having him come in and teach them and tell them how to run the drill, and so that we would run the drill right. And so, you know, his knowledge and his love for knowledge, right? His love for understanding the game is what taught me so much that. You know, as I'm in football now, I just see football in a different way that, you know, you try and watch it as a fan, but you just see it in a totally different light. But he taught, you know, the art form to the game of football and how everything works together and meshes together. And it's really, you know, it's just, it was a great experience for me. And again, just what you think of when you think of an iconic college football coach.
Charles Davis talked about the great pregame speech he gave the team before the Sugar Bowl, the victory over Miami. Did you enjoy Coach Major's pregame speeches?
You know, Coach Major's, he always had sayings. And I think that was the one thing that, you know, I learned along the way. He always had his little phrases and his sayings, you know. And if and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. And, you know, he'd always throw out certain little catchphrases. Some of his pregame speeches were great. Some of his pregame speeches, you're kind of scratching your head, because you couldn't follow him because he was really, you know, very, very deep, into what he was thinking. But, you know, I think you guys played it earlier, kind of him talking, after, the Notre Dame win that we had in 1991 up there. And, I will remember his speech. And not the speech during the game or before the game, but I'll remember, you know, we traveled up there to South Bend, and we flew to Chicago. We bussed over to Notre Dame the day before to kind of do a walkthrough to kind of get a feel for the field. It was snowing, you know, it was November, but there was snow on the stadium. It snowed several inches overnight, and we were kind of like, oh, gosh, what's this all about? And I'll never forget, you know, I mean, again, you think about just those iconic coaching scenes where we're standing there, we just got through our walkthrough, you know, you're standing in Notre Dame Stadium, you're getting ready to play one of the top teams in the country. Nobody really gives you much of a chance. We had played well, we had not played well. Everybody was talking about how Notre Dame was going to go play Florida State basically the following week for the national championship. And we're standing there, and it's just, you know, one of those scenes where we're on the field, there's snow around the sidelines. You can see the snow on the old wooden benches and the bleachers that they still had that they wouldn't replace just because of the tradition. And he comes out and he has a long trench coat on because it's cold, and he's got his tie and he's got his jacket under there, and he's standing around and he looks and he says, they talk about ghosts in this stadium. He says, I don't know about you, but I haven't seen any ghosts. He says, and tomorrow we're going to go make history. And you know, I'll never forget kind of just that image of him and him just standing there so stoically and claiming that. And it was just, what a great moment to capture for myself. And again, just, you know, what Tennessee football was to him and how he portrayed it.
I don't know that our guest, Mike Stoll, Vol for Life, as he joins us, sharing thoughts and memories on Coach John Majors. You have that jersey, right? You took that, you set it aside. It almost got lost when it was transported back home to Knoxville, but you framed that jersey. It's not been washed. Everything that's there from Notre Dame Stadium is still could be lifted from that if they needed evidence, right?
That's right. There's still DNA evidence on that jersey. There's grass stains, there's blood stains. They almost stopped and threw it out because it was all sweaty and stunk to high heaven. But when they were driving back, my mom and them, but I have that jersey. And again, you know, just what a wonderful memory for myself, but just to be a part of that. And then, you know, kind of how things unfolded on my senior year and how that went. You know, I was there as a senior, as a captain in his last game at Tennessee against Kentucky. And we just kind of threw him up on our shoulders and we carried him off the field. And what a great moment. What a blessing for me to be a part of, to be able to do that. And to again, see how he truly just loved coaching and loved coaching at the University of Tennessee.
I'll never forget the pregame speech. And you talked about how it's not as though it was always the easiest to follow, but you shared it with us a couple of times on Saturday Sports Talk, and that was Coach Majors just kind of bursts into the room and says, men, there are things you can't get back. The spoken word, and he's doing these gestures, spoken word, a shot arrow, and a missed opportunity.
Absolutely.
And then he left.
Yeah. And, you know, that was against Alabama in 1989. We were, 1990 at home. They were down. We were supposed to beat them. And, you know, we were like, okay, this is the year. You know, he always talked about beating Alabama. We had to do it. And he, as he comes into the meeting room, and he's standing there and got his hands in his pants, you know, kind of up on his toes a couple times. And, man, there's three things in this world you can't get back: a spoken word. And he kind of, you know, makes a little flapping sound with his hands, a shot arrow at a missed opportunity. He kind of just grows silent, just turns and walks out the door. And Dale Carter kind of looked around, stood up, and goes, I don't know what that was all about. Let's go beat those boys, though. And we got up, and we went out there. Just again, a great memory of Coach Majors. And, you know, he was a deep thinker, and he forced you to think deep sometimes. And, again, what a tremendous guy. A tough day for the Orange Nation today. And, you know, I think about him and I just smile because, you know, he was a character. He was a fiery kind of guy. And as a player, it was really a blessing to be a part of what he taught me, not only on the field, but, you know, he knew he was teaching that stuff that we were going to apply it in life. And it really has applied in life.
Mike, as I said, when we welcomed you to the program, you are going to be, it's a cooperative middle school program. It'll be a total of three teams that come together to form one in Wilson County, where you live and work. And I'm just wondering, you did some coaching and you've done some for a little while now, but have you found yourself using any of his majorsisms as you coach young men?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's so funny because you sit there and you watch the kids do the drills and the players running through things, and you're thinking to yourself, and you'll shout something out, you know, attack, attack, come on, you know, keep going. And I've used Harvey the Rabbit before, where Coach Mays used to say, you know, make a move in the outfield on Harvey Rabbit. The kids will look at him. They really don't know what you're talking about now. I've used the quote, you know, to make excuses of ifs and buts for candy and nuts. We all have a Merry Christmas, so don't make excuses. You know, and those majorisms and just those things, because the kids kind of look at you and then they get a kick out of it. So, yeah, it's, you know, again, fortunate to have the influence of somebody like Coach Majors and, learn the things I did, and again, change the trajectory of my life forever. You know, you think about, I could have stayed out west. I could have been in Idaho. I could have gone anywhere out west. And, you know, I came here. My family's moved here. I've got kids here now. I've got a daughter that's married here and lives in Knoxville. It's totally changed the trajectory of my life and my lineage.
Well, I don't think there's any question that what has rang true from everybody that we've spoken with today was the impact that Coach Majors had. And we've talked with media members, we've talked with players, coaches, you name it. It really has been such a remarkably consistent narrative as to just the impact that Coach Majors had on just about everybody, that if you had a chance, if you were fortunate enough to spend time with him over a period of time, he would leave an impression. But Mike, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, your memories, your love for Coach Majors today with us.
Well, guys, I appreciate it. And like I said, you know, I think that's the true measure of a great coach and a great human being is just the impression they leave on people. He's definitely impacted a tremendous amount of lives. You know, he was a great, true love for Tennessee. And I'm blessed and fortunate just to have played under him and gotten to know him.
Mike, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
You as well. And that is Vol for Life, Mike Stoll.